ורן ליקוטי הלכס, אור החיים, חלק גימל, הלכס סירובי תחומן, הלך אבוב, פרגרף חוף דלד. In today's שיר, keep in mind this is a continuation of something we've been discussing at length. The topics we're going to touch on today include the 10 original statements of creation and exactly where Parnassa comes from and different aspects of things related to that. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vze bechinas hamon, shehu bechinas parnosa," that based on everything we've been discussing till now, we can use this to understand the concept of the mon, which is the special food that Hashem gave the Jews during the 40 years that they were in the desert, traveling from Egypt to Israel. And it ties in also to the parnosa that each and every Jew works towards today. Ki ikra hamon nimshach mebechinas maimar sosum, bebechinas ki lo yodu mahu, shubechinas maimar sosum. Because mon, which represents parnosa, comes from that first and most and hidden statement of creation. If you recall, we discussed earlier that when Hashem first created the world, there were 9 statements of creation that are obvious. Vayomer elokim yeor, Hashem said, let there be light. Hashem said, let the waters gather and make for dry land, etc. The 10th statement, or the first statement, is the first pasuk, Bereishis bara elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth, which is referred to as a hidden saying, because it's not any obvious statement, and yet it's the source of all the statements, and it's the highest, it's the holiest, and it's referred to as a hidden statement, Maimar Sosum. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us, we know that the mon, when the Jews received the mon in the desert, the Torah tells us that they called it mon because mon means what? Ki lo yodu mahu, the Torah says. They didn't know what it was, implying again that it was something hidden from them. It was something that they couldn't understand. Which means that it's tied into this hidden statement of creation. Ki mezoino lav bezchus atalia elo b'mazlo. Because we know the Gemara tells us that parnosa does not come from regular merit, but rather it comes from mazla. Mazla is a nickname used to refer to one of the highest forms of spirituality, which is the keser, which is this maimar sosum, shehu bechinas mazal ho'elyon. This is what's referred to in Kabbalistic writings as the upper mazal, shehu bechinas keser, bechinas maimar sosum, ki yodua. V'alkein yorad lohem hamon al yidei nisyonos. And based on this, we could understand why the Jews received the mon after going through all kinds of tests. Shehisloinenu mikoidem, where at first they complained. V'chein achakach, kishayorad lohem, hoyuboy kamon nisyonos. And even after Hashem gave us this mon in the desert, this miracle food, this food from heaven in the desert, the Jews had many tests afterwards. Kamay shekosuv, as the Torah tells us, leman anasenu hayelech b'toyrosi, that Hashem said, I'm giving you this in order to test you to see whether you'll be loyal to my Torah or not. Ukamay shekosuv, and as we find in the Torah tells us, vayancho, Hashem made you suffer, vayachilcho es hamon, and he gave you the mon to eat, asher lo yodato, which you couldn't understand, v'lo yodu avosecho, and your forefathers couldn't rationalize, couldn't understand it, leman nasoischo, in order to test you. Ki mishom ikra hanesyonos shel odom, because as we learned earlier, it's from this hidden statement of creation, that's where the tests that people go through in this world come from. Haynu mebechinas maimar sosum anal, shemishom yorad hamon liYisrael. That hidden statement, which is also the source for the mon, the parnoso. Ki kvar mavur, because we already discussed earlier, shehamaimar sosum mishom ikar yenika saklipois vasitrachra, that this hidden statement of creation is actually the source from which the klipos and the sitrachra, the other side, the side of tuma impurity, draws its energy from, migoidel ha'aloma v'hastora, because of the fact that it is so hidden, that's why it represents a type of holiness from which these klipos are able to draw from. And a Jew has to go through these places in order to be tested. And when a Jew finds themselves in this type of place where the presence of Hashem is very hidden, and the Jew doesn't deny the existence of Hashem, but rather he cries out, Aye Mekoim Kivoidai, Hashem, where are you? Acknowledging that he believes that Hashem is there, just I don't see him, I can't connect. Then, as we learned earlier, the person rises up to a very, very high place. Therefore, because of the fact that the mon, which represents a person's livelihood, a person's parnosa, comes from this same place, b'chinas maimar sosum, this hidden statement, shemishon kol hishtalshalus, yenika sasitrachra v'klipois, that's also the source from which the sitrachra and klipois draw their energy, alkein shom ikar hanisoyon. This is why some of the greatest tests and difficulties that a person has are related to parnosa, related to earning a livelihood. Bechinas leman nasoischa, as the pasuk says, that you're going to be tested in this area. Ki koydim shemekabel haparnosim bechinas maimar sosim anal tzorich laver derech elu mekoymoy tzorich hoikim anal shem bechinas mekoymoy sametunofim sheshom ein roynes hashem yizborach klal. Because before a person can receive parnosa, what they need to live on, their sustenance, the person has to first pass through these places that are very far from Hashem, these places where the tumah is very strong, and therefore it blocks blocks the person from being able to see and feel the presence of Hashem. Umizgabernulov kusha isu bilbulim harbe, and the person engages questions and doubts and confusion. And when the person withstands the test, and when the person reaches out to Hashem from that place, from a place where Hashem's presence isn't obvious, it isn't apparent, and despite that, the person believes solidly in Hashem and he reaches out to Hashem, then the yirida, this down that the person is experiences, turns into a high. And the person is zeicha to have the full benefits of this hidden statement of creation, this aye. And the person is able to draw the mon, which means his livelihood, from that place, that highest, holiest place, the Maimar Sosum. The Alkein Ktsosum, Shalayochlu Lamoid Benisoin Koroi, Nichshalu, Vislainan Walashim Izbora, Koidim Shirodam Amon. And this is why we find that there were some people who didn't pass the test. And unfortunately, they ended up complaining to Hashem before receiving the mon. Machmashes gabru aleim habilbulim vakushes vasvekois hanimshochem yalom oshamayim rasosim kanal. Because unfortunately, the questions and the confusions and the doubts which come from the hiddenness of Hashem and that mayim rasosim, these questions and doubts took over these people. Which the people had to go through before being able to receive the mon. However, the majority of the observant Jews at that time reached out to Hashem in a positive way. They sought out Hashem when they didn't have food and the presence of Hashem was hidden. They reached out to Hashem. They said, Hashem, where are you? V'amdom enisayin, and they passed the test, at shezochu shiorat lehem amon, until they were privileged to receive this food from heaven. Mishom daika, and they received it from that place, mebechinas maimar sosum, from this hidden statement of creation. V'gam achar shiorat lehem amon hoyu lehem nisyonos bozeh, and we find that even after the Jews were receiving this man, they were still being tested. As the Torah tells us, Laman anasenu, I'm giving you this in order to test you. Dahainu im yishmru hamitzvos hatluyos bo, to see whether the Jews would comply with Hashem's instructions regarding the man. For example, shelo yesiru, meaning not to leave over any of this man from one day to the following day. Ki machmas shehamon shehu apranosa yoyred mibechina govoyo v'nelemes kol kach mibechinas man rasosim kanal, because of the fact that this man comes from this highest statement of creation, this holiest statement, Bereshis, which corresponds to Keser, corresponds to the highest one of the spheroids. Alkein takeif kishebo hamon v'apranosa leze oylo magashmi choyzer v'nesalim hoyranal. Therefore, as soon as the mon enters into this physical world, the light becomes hidden once again. Shemishom nimshach hamon, from which the mon comes from, ki yefsher lahasigoi bozeh ha'olam b'shum das, because it's impossible for a person to connect with the mon, with this light that mon represents, this hidden statement of creation, through rationale, through das, through sechel. Kim be'emuno levad, the only way that a person can connect to this mon is with emuna, with faith. And this is why we find that one of the commentaries, in Breslov, or Rebbe Freimelzal, who wrote the Sefer Oneg Shabbos, tells us an extraordinary thing, that when the Jews started to receive the mon, the Torah says, they said, monhu, it is mon, because they couldn't, they didn't understand what it was. And they said, what is this? And he tells us that these two words, mon, hu, it is mon, are the same letters as the word emuna, faith, to show us that this is what the mon is all about, that the mon represents a level of light that's so high that a person can't try to rationalize it. A person can't try to understand it with human comprehension. They can only connect to it through faith. As Rav Nosson Zal tells us here, Alkein tekef shem shechamon liyoyim aleph hoyokosho lahem lahamen shiered gam liyoyim sheni. Therefore, when the Jews were receiving mon on the first day, it was hard for them to believe that it was going to come again on the second day, me'achar shehu pele godol, because of the fact that this mon represents such a wondrous item, such an item that's so far above rationale and comprehension. Shenimshach mebechinas sosum v'ne'er lamoid, the mon comes from this extraordinary hidden place. Shemishom yenikas hasitrachra v'aklipois, which we said is also the place from which the sitrachra and the klipois draw from. Shehem ma'akmim es halev b'chol pam. They confuse a person and they cause a person, they don't allow a person to think clearly. Alkei nimtzu anoshim shaleyom domini soyen. Therefore, we find that some of the people did not pass the test. V'hisiru mimenu, and they ended up leaving over some of them on to the following day. Ube'emes, and the truth is that the Torah tells us that when they did that, vayorum toilom vayivosh, the mon suddenly became filled with worms, and it had a terrible odor. It spoiled. Ki sholtu bo haklipois, because what happened was that the klipois that are associated with, that draw from the same place as this mon comes from, they took over. Shehem bechinas hamekoimois hametunofim vamekukolim. We said that these klipois represent those filthy places. Shemehem kol hadvorim hanishkotzim vanimosim. They are the source of all types of disgusting rodents and things like that, despicable items. Bechinas toiloim, the concept of worms and rodents, things like that. Vehivish, and this is what resulted in the mon becoming very spoiled. Ki hamon loy hoyev shalei reit kiim al yoim echod v'ayoim biyoimoy, because the man was only able to come one day at a time. Ki kol yoim yishesh yisim ha'maise yesh loy maimar meyuchod sheboi bores habriyosh nivro bois ha'yoim. We know that each one of the 6 days of creation had a specific statement of creation that was associated with it, which created everything that was created within that particular day. Ubein kol yoim v'yoim yesh gvul v'tzimtzum, and between each one of the days there was a boundary, a constriction, which is rooted in this hidden statement of creation. And this is what's represented by the darkness that preceded the light of each day. As we're told, first there was evening, there was darkness, and then there was morning, there was light. And this is why we know that in the dark of night, that's when all the wild animals prowl. She'oz ikar shlitas ha-sitrachra va-klipois. That's the main time when the sitrachra and the klipois, the forces of tumah, are prevalent and rule. Ki enikosom mebchinas choshech, because they draw from darkness, shenimshach me'ha'alomas ha-maymar sosum kanal. Darkness which comes from, whose origin is the hiddenness of that hidden statement of creation, that first statement of Bereishis, which corresponds to the Keser, which on one hand is referred to as the brightest light, and yet it's also very hidden. It seems to be darkness. It appears as if it's dark. It's like when a person stares at the sun, which is so bright a light, what they see appears to be black, you know, darkness. In fact, interestingly, just to divert for a moment, I recall my father-in-law, Zichron Avracha, once mentioned in one of the shirim that he gave in Tikkuni Zohar, that we make a bracha every morning in Shachris, the first one of the Birchas Kriyashma, we say, Yoitzer Oyer Uvoyrei Choshech, Oyseh Sholoim Uvoyrei Sakoil, that Hashem creates light and creates darkness. Now we know that in Torah, usually, we are ma'ale b'kodesh. We start from small and we go higher and higher, which would seem to imply that logically you would have said we should say borei choshech v'yotzer or, and darkness should be listed first and then light. Question number two, we know that the worlds, the heavenly worlds that Hashem created, we're told that they're asiya, then comes Yitzira, then comes Bria, then comes Atzilus. So that Yitzira is a lower level and Bria is a higher level. How come here we say Yotzer Or, light is associated with Yitzira, Uvorei Choshech, and Choshech is associated with Bria, which is supposedly a higher level? And the answer that he gave, the Tikkuni Zohar tells us that when we use the word Choshech related to Bria, we don't mean literally darkness. We mean a level of light that's so high that because of its brightness, it appears as if it were dark. As the Pasuk says, Yoshes Choshech Sisroi. Sisroi means hiddenness, that when something is very hidden, it appears dark, even though it could be a tremendous bright light. And that's exactly what we're referring to here. V'alkein lo yorad hamon liYisrael kiim al parnosas hayom levad. And it's for this reason that the parnosa came on a daily basis separately each and every single day and came only a one day supply. Kedei sheyitlu einayim lamoroim, kmo shemrazal. The Gemara tells us that the Jews should be forced to turn to Hashem to pray for it each and every single day. Because it's impossible for a person to draw from this hidden statement, to draw a large measure of light or shefa to a supply for several days. So as not to break the boundaries, not to crash through the boundaries that have been set up for it to separate each one of the days. Ve'yinku aklipos yoser midai. And we know that when there aren't the proper boundaries, then it's possible, chas v'shalom, for the klipos, the forces of tumah, to draw more than they're supposed to. Bechinas ve'yorum toilom ve'yivosh. As the Torah tells us about the mon, that there was a potential of it becoming wormy and spoiling. V'alkein behechruch sheyered rak al yom echot. Therefore, it was necessary for the mon to come only one day at a time. V'hem yelehem nisoin al yom hasheni. And that the Jews should experience this test, this doubt, as to whether the mon would appear again the following day, k'dei sheyitlo einem lamoroin, so that they should turn their eyes heavenward. Sheyitlo einem daikon. Note the wording. Their eyes should be turned heavenward, searching. What is it? What was it? Why? What are they looking for? They're searching for Hashem. Ze b'chinas bakosha v'chipusanal shetzrichim b'chol yoyim lachzor lechapeis ulevakeish ayim koim kevoidei. This refers to this search that we mentioned earlier, that a person has to search every single day. Where is Hashem? V'litlois enav lamorim, and to turn their eyes upward. V'oz choyzer v'oila l'b'chinas ayei. And each time a person does this sincerely, they rise up to this level of ayei. V'choyzer u'mamshich hamon, and they once again are able to draw a new measure of this mon, shehu ha'parnosa, which means the livelihood, liyom beis, for the second day. V'chein tzrichen b'chol yoyim. And this is what a person has to do each and every single day. Paragraph Chaf Hei. V'alkein b'yoyim hashishi loktu lechem mishne lechem yomayim. Now we could understand also why when it came to Shabbos, on the sixth day of the week, they received a double portion of man. Ki b'Shabbos haklipos v'asitrach rabbetelim. Because we know that on Shabbos, the klipos, the forces of Tumah, are shut down completely. Va'oz meir b'chinas aye behor oneflo. And therefore on Shabbos, the light of Ayeh shines in an extraordinary way. Bebechinas v'atiko kadisha goli rotzen dile. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, that on Shabbos, the atiko kadisha reveals its full power, its full light. Ki ha-maim ar-sosum hu bechinas atiko kadisha ki yadua. Because these two terms, maim ar-sosum and atiko kadisha, are synonymous. V'alkein mekablin shefa hamon al beiz yomim b'chinas lechem yomayim. And this is why when Shabbos was about to begin, then it was possible for the Jews to receive this double portion of mon. Ki oz ein mesalem hoer hasosum kol kach. Because when Shabbos is about to begin, this light of the maimar sosum is no longer as hidden as it was during the regular days of the week. But rather, each and every single Jew who keeps Shabbos receives a tremendous bright light, which we refer to as the additional soul, an extra soul, besides the one that the person has during the week, which allows the person to receive the full revelation of this light of the Maimar Sosum. V'alkein be'emes oz haklipoy sheyonko mehalom asor betelin me'achar sha'ato nimshach b'chinas hizgal asor. And therefore, those klipois who usually, throughout the 6 days of the week, are able to draw from the hiddenness of the light, now when Shabbos is about to begin and the light becomes more revealed, they are not able to draw the same way. Alkein ato b'yoyim ha'shishi b'knisas ha'shabos mekablim lechem yomayim. And therefore, on Friday, when Shabbos is about to enter, we are able to receive this double portion of bread, of mon, ki ein yeniko la'asit rachro b'hagvul shebein hezgalus yom ha'shishi l'shabbos, shehu leil Shabbos Kodesh. Because where that boundary appears between Friday and Shabbos, which is Friday night, you know, early Friday evening, there the sitrachra has no ability to draw. Ki b'Shabbos meir b'chinas ayeh b'ha'or neflo, because on Shabbos, the light of Aye shines very, very brightly. Shezehu Iker Kedushas Shabbos Kanal. This is the true holiness of Shabbos. V'alkein mitzvah gedoyla lechol b'Shabbos. And this is why we find it's so great a mitzvah for a Jew to eat on Shabbos. Ki oz ein la sitrach reiniko bo achila hanemsheches mimar sosum. Because during the 6 days of the week, where the sitrachra is able to draw, then they're able to draw from a person's food also. Especially, whereas on Shabbos, the because of the fact that the light of Aye, the light of this Maimar Sosum is shining brightly, the Sitrachra cannot draw. They don't have an Achiza. And therefore, when a person is eating, the eating is pure holiness. Machma She'oz Meir HaMaimar Sosum B'tika Nifla Shenucha L'Kabloi. Because on Shabbos, the light of this Maimar Sosum shines in a wondrous way where we are able to receive it. V'haklipois v'asitrachra mizbatlin kanal, and the forces of tuma become null and void. V'ato mavur kesher apsukim heitev. Based on this, we could understand very well the flow of the psukim that discuss Shabbos, which are Vayomer Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jews, Ichluhu ayom, eat today. Ichluhu vaday, eat it, of course. Ki ato b'Shabbos mitzvah gedoyla lechol, because on Shabbos it's a very, very positive thing for a person to eat. Ki Shabbos hayoyim l'Hashem, because today is Shabbos for Hashem. Ve'ein la sitrachra achiza bo'achila klal, and the sitrachra has no ability to draw from the food that the person is eating on Shabbos. Bebechinas, as we say, hayoyim loisim tza'uhu basode. Today you will not find the man out in the field. Basode shom achiza saklipo is kiyadua. Rav Moshe Zal tells us that when we talk about out in the field symbolizes a place where the klipois can draw. Just as the Torah speaks about a woman being attacked out in the field. She'ief shalakabel hamon shehu aparnoso kim al yidei shohelchen baderech b'china sode she'shom achizosom vo'im demeisayim kana. Because usually, it's impossible for a person to receive parnosa, meaning to be able to receive from that Maimar Sosom without going through those Mekoimoy Sanatunofim, as we said earlier, which is the place where the Klipos and the Sitrachra are able to draw from and being able to pass the test, not being harmed by them in any way. And it's for this reason that a person usually cannot receive parnosa, a measure, a double portion, you know, parnosa for 2 days in one shot. So as not to break through the boundary which is set up between each one of the days and the other one. However, today, Shabbos, you're not going to find it in the field. Today, the man is not out in the field. It's not accessible to the forces of Tumah, to the forces of the Sitrachra. Because they have no ability whatsoever to draw from the Shabbos food. Because on Shabbos, the light of this Maimar Sosum shines in an extraordinary, powerful, bright way. Paragraph Chavov. V'zehu re'u ki Hashem nosan lechem haShabbos. And this is why the pasuk continues. Hashem says, see that Hashem has given you the Shabbos. Re'u daiko. Why this emphasis on see? Ki oz mizgale ho'er hanelam. Because on Shabbos there is revealed this light that's usually in a very hidden form, b'chinas re'iyah v'hizgalus, something you can see, something that's revealed. V'zehu alkein hunoisin lochem lechem yomayim. And because of the fact that on Shabbos this light is revealed in a bright way, therefore it is possible for you to receive this double portion on Friday afternoon. Ki machmas zeh she'or nimshachos b'chinas hizgalus b'chinas re'u. Because of the fact that the light of this Maimar Sosum is going to be revealed in a bright way on Shabbos, That's what allows us, that's what allows us to, yes, be able to receive this double portion on Friday afternoon. And this is why the pasuk continues and emphasizes that each person remain in their place and not go out of their bounds on Shabbos. V'lom d'razal, and our rabbis teach us, that what this is referring to is staying within the boundary of the 2,000 amos, which is the boundary of Shabbos. Hainu, kitchum Shabbos al payim amu nimshach mishom, bechinas suda Shabbos, bechinas lechem yomayim, shezeh bechinas eruvei tchumim, shemishom maschel atchum. Because the boundary of Shabbos draws from this Shabbos food, this holy Shabbos food, the suda of Shabbos, which is this 2,000 amos, which meaning that it draws from the two aleph, as we discussed earlier. Because the concept of this boundary where a Jew is not supposed to walk past 2,000 amos on Shabbos refers to the two alephs we spoke about earlier, the two elephs, Shehim Bechinas Beis Hadrochem Agdoishmana, which are the two paths of Ayeh and Azamra, Shemeirin B'Shabbos Bo'er Godel, which shine on Shabbos in a very bright way, Shekolzen Estakin Alidei Achila Shabbos Kanal. And all of this is maintained and blossoms and works, especially through the eating on Shabbos.